As the Brazil FIFA World Cup enters its second day, three matches are billed to be played later today. Cameroon, the first African team to play at the tournament, will take on Mexico in a second Group A match, to be followed by Group B matches, which are title holder Spain versus last finalists the Netherlands, and Chile versus Australia. Rosemary Gazy takes a look at the World Cup performance of these teams.
For a while now, the West African side have not lived up to their billing as indomitable lions. Cameroon lost all three group games in South Africa, had their National Football Federation suspended by FIFA in July 2013 due to government interference, and saw their best player and captain accuse his teammates of conspiring to ensure that the ball was not passed to him during a World Cup qualifier. Among questions begging for answers now are, can the indomitable lions get a point in the group stage and improve on their 2010 performance? And can Eto be the 21st century Roger Miller? Time will certainly tell. Cameroon's Group A contenders, Mexico, are 20th on the FIFA ranking and have made 14 appearances at the World Cup. They fell in the round of 16 on their last five appearances in the finals, with Argentina halting their progress at both Germany 2006 and South Africa 2010. Only twice have the Mexicans made it to the quarterfinals, both time on their home soil in 1970 and 1986. Prior to lifting the coveted trophy in South Africa, so frequent were their exits at the last eight of the finals that Spain were said to be suffering from a quarterfinal jinx. Brazil 2014 will be the Spaniards' 10th consecutive World Cup finals appearance and 14th in all. Ranked 15th with 9 appearances, the Netherlands won their way through to the final in 1974, only to lose out to host Germany. 4 years on, their revolutionary total football again took them to the showpiece, but history repeated itself as they suffered another defeat to the host nation, succumbing 3-1 to Buenos Aires. The Orange then experienced their final heartbreak for a third time in Johannesburg, becoming within 4 minutes of taking Spain to penalties before their dreams were crushed. The Netherlands' all-time leading scorer, Robin van Persie, will be a key part in his country's hopes to go one step further in Brazil. With 8 FIFA World Cups to their credit, Chile are level with Paraguay in 4th place on the list of South American nations that have appeared at most editions of the world event. To date, their best performance has been a 3rd place as host nation in 1962. They have on 5 other occasions failed to make it to the knockout stages, but managed to get to the round of 16 during France 1998 and South Africa 2010. Sadly enough, Brazil showed them the exit on both occasions. Chile's Group B partner tonight, Australia, are ranked 62 with 3 appearances. At Germany 2006, the Socceroos qualified for the round of 16 before narrowly falling to eventual champions Italy. The German theme continued at South Africa 2010, although this time Australia suffered a 4-0 loss against the European giants in the scoreline, which ultimately ruined their progress. A 10-man 1-1 draw against Ghana and a 2-1 win against Serbia saw the Aussies eliminated on goal difference, 3 goals off the proud Africans. It is hoped that followers of the Soccer Mundial will have a rather more exciting evening on World Cup Day 2, with the second Group A and 2 Group B matches in the offing.
You heard Rosemary Gazy on the World Cup performance of teams scheduled to play today.
Meanwhile, the police are intensifying patrols and snap checks in the wake of the World Cup in Brazil, according to the Director General of Operations of the Ghana Police Service, COP John Kudalo. Since many people will focus their attention on the World Cup, the police are taking measures to ensure that criminals do not take the people by surprise. COP Kudalo spoke to Ubuklinogu.
We have an elaborate arrangement. Fortunately for us, we knew this special event was coming on. We knew the date of commencement and the day that is ended. So we sent the appropriate personnel orders to all our regional commanders. I also had the opportunity of talking to some few stations on it. Our recent programs or operational plans as exist, the routine ones will be in existence. And I went to back it up with special operations in areas where we have information or it comes to our notice that people congregate, like the pubs where they congregate to work with their big screens. And residences where they'll be lights off, because people may like to, when they travel, I'm sure people leave their places to go to places where they can, friends where they can watch a match and leave their houses empty. So we have people patrolling the place where we are going to have lights off. So we have a place we have to intensify it. So, that Ghana will have its matches. People use the streets to, you know, celebrate the team. All this is in place. So we have additional informed our commanders to implement it appropriately.
So if you are given the chance, what message would you give to the people, especially football fans?
I would say that they must watch and enjoy everything that they do in moderation. I know this is our first match. Now I'm very sure that we are very positive, and that will not be the end of the match. They must not jump and start jubilating and do all manner of things, sitting on cars, sitting their horns, people sitting on booths and other things. The laws will still be applied because there must be sanity and orderliness in the system. So despite what the outcome of our matches, we are going to ensure that the spirit and letter of the laws that all of us have agreed to draw is in operation so that we all live after the World Cup.
What security tip can you give to the public?
Those who have their areas that lights, or those who believe in their residences to other places, who should ensure that their houses are not empty. Possibly one or two family members in the house, and ensure that all the doors are well secured and locked, especially the back doors through the kitchen. Most of them are not. Most of us have our kitchen doors left open. I don't know if it's by accident or design, but most of the robberies happen through the back door. We should not try to leave our houses empty. We should have a network of friends. So if anything happens, you call a friend, and then you take it up and direct the police to your place of residence. Because the minute you call the police, and if the robbers get into your house, it's difficult to make further calls. So you must get a network of friends. When I ring you, and I'm not able to call you again, then please, you know, I'm in trouble. Let the police take up on where I stopped, and then let the police to my place of abode.
Is there any emergency number that the public can call if there's any criminal activity going on that they can report to?
Yes, the most reliable and time-tested one is still the 18555. 18555.
18555. On all networks.
On all networks, please.
That was Director General of Operations of the Ghana Police Service, COP John Kudalo, in that interview with Bubu Klinugu.